Let false-hearted lovers now be careful how they break their vow, lest they be partakers of that fate which did happen to a youth of late, which did in Devonshire a wealthy farmer's son, we hear, courted a young damsel sweet and fair, and did soon her yielding heart ensnare. Dearest, said he, oh, pity me, for I love no one alive but thee. Grant love again to ease my pain, or I shall be soon with sorrow slain. Fairest, charming beauty bright, in whom I place my heart's delight, do not answer thy true lover, no, lest it proves my final overthrow. Who is wounded to the heart, and thou alone canst ease the smart, therefore now be kind and pity me, who will prove a loyal love to thee. How Wooter still gained her goodwill, then his lust he wanted to fulfill, which she denied and still replied, I will first be made your lawful bride. Dearest, grant me my request, and here I solemnly protest, in the morning thou shalt married be, or may heaven's vengeance fall on me. If my jewel I forsake, I wish my neck I soon may break, or some other vengeance fall on me, if I am not constant love to thee. Sad wishes past, he held her fast, she was overcome by him at last. Thus the young maid he soon betrayed, then he broke the solemn vows he made. When his will he had obtained, her company he straight refrained, and would never come near her no more. This did grieve and eke torment her sore. On a day to him she goes, her grief and sorrow to disclose, saying, William, oh, be kind and mild, for by thee, alas, I prove with child. She did complain, he joked amain, treated her with scorn and foul disdain. Oh, wretched she, your oath was free, heaven may in justice punish thee. With a heart oppressed with grief, home she returned without relief, and it seems within a day or two he another youthful maid did woo. Notwithstanding all his vows, she must in haste be made his spouse, and the wedding was appointed straight to behold and see his wretched state. Heaven decreed that he should bleed, who was guilty of so foul a deed. To let them know who practice so, that they shall not unrewarded go. Now the very day before, the joy which he had then in store, being lopping off a lofty tree, there he met his wished for destiny. For in taking a full stroke, he fell and there his neck he broke, dying without either sigh or groan, thus the perjured wretch was overthrown. Sad wishes they wrought his decay, therefore let all loves now this day. Whate'er ye do, be just and true, lest some dismal doom may fall on you.